Have a blue a Christmas without you. Oh, it feels so blue. It just thinking. About you.
This was actually requested by two listeners. After we played the other one that sounded a lot like Elvis Presley, but it was not Elvis Presley, we had people request the Porky Pig version of Blue Christmas.
If you're not here with me, and when those blue.
Wow. The previous version of Blue Christmas that we played right before the break sounded a lot like Elvis Presley, but it was not. And you may have heard this story because it's gone viral, like everything does these days. But the Elvis-like Blue Christmas was actually performed by a 16-year-old Canadian named David Thibault. I believe his name is pronounced. He's from Quebec, Canada. And he went into the studios of CKOI in Quebec this week and performed that version of Blue Christmas. That was pretty good. That was all right.
I'm going to go ahead and call this right now. Fake.
I thought the same thing, but and I did the old, I did the Google to see if it was fake. I don't.
Does he have any other videos out there?
So far, they're saying it's not fake. Do you have it queued up again?
No, I don't.
Get it queued up so when we're done talking to Jeff Katzer, we can play it again. But it is on YouTube, and if you want to go out and look at it or whatever, go ahead. It's David Thibault. Google Canadian Blue Christmas, and it'll come up. Let's go now to somebody who actually can sing Blue Christmas really, really well himself, and he actually happens to be in Wausau, Wisconsin. His name is Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort, and he joins us on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Jeff Katzer.
You played me in with Porky Pig. What's with that? Is that because we're catching Porky Pig-sized perch? Heard about it?
Look at you going all segue-ish on us. I like that.
Whoa! Katzer's getting better at this radio thing.
You've always been very good at it. No, so, like I said, a couple of listeners requested the Porky Pig version, so...
To play me in, though?
Had nothing to do with you. It had to do with the previous Blue Christmas song we played.
I mean, I am in Wisconsin. I am eating like a bitty, 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 bitty pig because there's a lot of good food here. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's home for you. Wisconsin's home, right? You're feeling like you're back in the old neighborhood.
It kind of is. Yes, I guess it is. Go Packers! Oh, was that out loud? Sorry, but yes, it is.
What are you doing in Wausau, Wisconsin?
Well, just like last year when we did this, the Wausau Ice Fishing Expo is here. And it's like a sports show for crazy ice fishing dudes, just like the St. Cloud show, but a lot smaller.
Oh, okay.
And we're here representing Woodland Resort in one of our booths here. And I got to do a seminar and, you know, things like that. You know, the old sports show stuff that we all get to do at this time of year.
What are the people in Wisconsin thinking about Devil's Lake?
You know what? I got Jeff Dosh sitting with me from the Perch Patrol tool in our booth, and there isn't one out of every five people stops by and says, oh my God, I was just there, it was incredible, or hey, I heard about you, I need to come there, or, you know, it's always, they've heard about us, they've been there, they know people that have been there, guys bring me cranberries from other parts of the state, you know, it's just funny as heck. I mean, a guy just walked by me, brought me a big cranberry, so I don't know.
Good for you. You like cranberries. Yeah, right? How is the fishing on Devil's Lake, Jeff? I know that you had to leave yesterday to get to Wausau, but the reports I'm getting, even a couple people here who came to the KFGO Christmas party today said that the perch are biting right now at Devil's Lake.
They are, but we first got to go over something that's pretty scary. Yesterday, we had a huge pressure ridge. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm always kind of fun in games, but this is pretty serious. I want you to listen if you can and remember this and tell people. We have a pressure ridge that opened up, not just your normal pressure ridge. Jeff Dosh has been guiding on here for 20 years. He's never seen anything like it. Kyle has never seen anything like it. It goes from military to Rocky Point all the way out to the towers. It is 8 feet wide in most places of open water. You cannot cross it. You cannot go near it. It is not good.
so you're saying stay away from the pressure ridge.
Did you get the video that I sent you?
I did, yes, yep.
It is pretty spooky. So stop at the resort. We will show you where it is. Stay away. Everything else is about 15 inches of ice.
Jeez.
And, yeah, it's going really well. and the perch have started, and the water well as well. So we've been doing really good with that. Now we've been targeting the perch. Here's another one, 8 feet of water.
Oh, really?
And the thing with the perch, with the 8 feet of water, is they come in so aggressively. At times, you don't even need bait on your hook.
Huh?
They
no.
fly in. They are.
They're biting a bear hook.
Well, no. We're using the buckshot rattle spoon.
Oh, okay. But still, it's not a baited hook. It's not like a minnow head or a waxworm on it.
No, because we had a group today. I'll be posting all this. We had a group today that caught 80 of them in less than 3 hours in one of our houses. And I'm in Wausau, and I'm getting the bits and pieces as they roll in here. And the bad part about it is that pressure ridge got extremely close to them, and we actually have two houses now that are on the wrong side of the pressure ridge.
Oh, okay.
When it opened up. So I'm sure Kyle's really happy about that right now. But so
how are the walleyes doing, Jeff?
They are doing quite well. And here's the other thing. There's four guys in this house. They got all their walleyes and all of their perch in the same place. They're averaging 13 to 16 inch. They're just great eaters, too, right now. 13 to 16 inches. I do know some guys that went, and myself included. I actually got to go out and do a little fishing. We tried some of those transition areas close to the wood and also close to a drop-off towards evening, and it was like on fire. It's going to be a sensational year. Now, here's another thing, boys and girls, to think about. Our freshwater perch, every time you drill a hole, you bring your auger up. It's just littered. Looks like you took a pepper shaker. Well, our freshwater shrimp are at kind of at a low end. They go in cycles, high and low, and this is probably going to be a low year with the perch numbers being outstanding and their forage being low. Oh, my goodness. Can you say epic?
So
monumental.
Are people driving on the lake right now, Jeff?
You know
said
what?
There's 13 to 15 or something you said, right?
We did drive a pickup out to haul a couple of our bigger houses out. I wouldn't recommend it. He said it was cracking pretty good. I mean, with that going, the pickup in the house, I don't think I'd recommend that as of yet. We do have our little geo trackers, and we're buzzing around with them pretty good. With, like I say, 14, 15, some reports of 16 inches, but not many. The problem with that is you'll go over 15 inches of ice, and then you'll come into a drift that only has maybe 11 to 12 inches.
Sure.
So you got to be careful with that. If you want, stop into the resort. We'd be happy to tell you where all the stuff is that's not good for you to drive. All of Creel Bay is good. Wolford's Bay is good. Budweiser Bay is good as long as you stay, away from the towers. That's where this crack is. Eric, one of our guides, was standing on the ice literally within 30 yards of where this thing happened. Now, this happened yesterday. There was no wind at all. He said it absolutely sounded like a case of dynamite going off with a follow. And then everything just shook, and the whole thing opened right up. And he grabbed those guys that were in that house, and he just started screaming at them, hey, let's get out of here now, because we're 30 feet away from it. Those are the houses we can't get to no more, and they jumped over it. We have a four-wheeler over there and two ice houses.
Okay.
So
how about the northern pike, Jeff? Anybody spearing pike up at Woodland?
You know what? We just had guys show up today for that, and I don't have any real reports other than I can tell you boys and girls this. It's never been slow for pike.
And, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
We're in the same areas that the pike are always in, and we've never gone, geez, we didn't catch any pike today. So, if you remember, was that last year that I took you around or something like that, and they just had them laying around like cordwood? We're in the same spots for that. And from the sounds of it, they put a couple cameras down for some guys that wanted to spear and everything. And the water is clear, too. So This is all in our favor for having a wonderful fishing season. As long as Mother Nature quits screwing around the lake, we'll be great.
Excellent. All right, Jeff, thank you. Stay safe in Wausau. Have a safe drive back, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Yep, I'll be back Monday. If anybody needs anything, give us a call.
You got it. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, always willing to give us a fishing report from...